This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 36 for the high today. Around this time yesterday, we read a message from a mom who was really upset, not with her 16-year-old daughter, but with her husband, who doesn't ever go out of his way to show their 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend respect.
Right.
And this bothers not only her, but her daughter because of how sweet and caring and respectful this boyfriend is. And I'm not sure, you know, I'm sure most people would love their daughter to date a guy like this, but in the words of the father, he's a pansy and is just too nice. And when we were reading her message yesterday, we got a lot of texts that came in from people, even dads,
right,
who said the father had a problem with the fact that this young kid, this boyfriend, doesn't like poker or hunting.
Right.
And it was like, well, you're not the one dating him, first of
all. Right, so chill, bro.
In the message that was sent to us, it says, my husband, quote, is constantly asking this poor kid why he doesn't play any sports or why he doesn't take interest in things that my husband likes, such as poker or hunting. And I try to explain to my husband, the kid is only 17. Not all teens are athletes and captain of the football team. My husband does not want to hear it. He says he's a weak teenager and doesn't want our daughter dating him.
Oh my God.
So
it's so drama.
Yesterday after the show, we get a message from this mom. We call her this morning and we'll call her Elena. And I asked her if she can, you know, if we can speak to her very quickly. She's on hold, but what I have not mentioned to her yet is, I mean,
we want to get the dad.
We'd love to talk to him.
We're using her as a gateway.
No, I mean, I'm happy to call her back, but I'd love to hear this dad's perspective with all of this. And I know our listeners would, too. And, you know, arguably maybe the entire country. Because this was just so wild.
I just, like, honestly, I'm nervous because I feel like if he does come on, he's not going to be my type of vibe. But, I mean.
Yeah.
So I think it'd take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Hi, Elena. Are you still on hold?
Oh. No, she's not.
Let me try again. I'm going to try and pick her back up on another.
Honestly, like, it's just at this point, I feel so bad for the kid because he's the one who's really getting the brunt of this. And he's the one that's ultimately going to have to decide if this relationship is right for him. Because I don't know, I wouldn't stay in a relationship with somebody if their parents were mean to me.
Well, no. I think a lot of us wouldn't. It makes it super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Elaine, are you still there?
Hi, guys. I'm here.
Hi. Good morning. So thank you so much for coming on with us real quick. So did you happen to hear what was said yesterday after we read your message as far as the comments and the text messages that came in?
Yes, I did get a chance to hear it. Some of the messages were a bit upsetting, but I did hear it.
Is your husband there? Is he available to talk to right now to jump on with us real quick?
I'm not sure if it's something he'd entirely be comfortable doing.
I understand. If he's not, that's fine. But is he with you? Did he happen to hear any of the messages from yesterday?
He didn't, but I did tell him about it.
Do you want to ask him if he wants to jump on with us real quickly?
Give me 1 second.
Can you just talk to them for a minute? They're live on the radio right now. Can you just talk to them? Just come over here really quick. They just want to have a conversation.
1 second, guys. He's coming.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm here. Let's get this over with because I got to go to work.
Oh.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you for coming on with us real quick. It's Moose and Breezy. So I'm sure you're aware your wife wrote into the show yesterday.
Yeah, I'm aware.
We really just wanted to chat with you very quickly to get an understanding on your perspective on why you feel the way you feel about this whole situation with your daughter's boyfriend.
Okay. What's your name, who I'm talking to right now?
My name's Moose.
Your name is Moose. I killed a moose once.
Okay.
All right, sir.
You have any kids?
No, I do not.
Great. So, you ever played ball? Sports?
Yeah, I played sports growing up, sure.
All right. Well, I played sports for a long time, including quarterback for my school, and I was pretty damn good at it. So, if you had a daughter and she was dating some, Steve Urkel type of nerd who didn't know what football was, is that someone you would honestly want your kid to date?
Honestly, if I had a daughter, I would just want to make sure that the guy she is dating respected her. That would be the first and foremost. That would be the first priority.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Dad,
like, let me cut in super quick here. Moose was in dance, so he's pretty artsy.
Yeah. Okay. So any dad can argue he wants a nice kid to be good to his daughter.
And right.
Yeah, sure. That's true. However, as a man, you have a responsibility to protect your lady. So
that's fair.
So if my daughter ever gets attacked or assaulted, do you think myself or my wife is going to feel comfortable knowing this kid doesn't have a shot in the world at protecting my daughter? Hell no. I have plenty of faith that he can download software and get rid of a virus on my computer. But unless you have kids, don't talk to me about how I disrespect my 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend, because you don't know shit.
Oh,
she is making a mistake. The kid is a pansy, and that's all I have to say
but
about it.
But don't you feel like this is going to push your daughter away from you and your wife?
Sometimes we got to do things that the people that we're in charge of protecting don't like.
Why are you acting like we're like living in the movie 300? Like, there isn't like fights breaking out every single day. But if you're such a strong man, didn't you raise a strong woman?
I don't know who this is talking, but the men are speaking right now.
Oh, okay? Are speaking. Okay. Well, you're not really saying a whole lot, so I figured I would interject.
I don't need this. Goodbye. Goodbye. I've had enough.
Oh, okay.
And there he goes. That was wild.
Everything's making a lot more sense.
There are dudes like this out there. And
do you think the wife that we talked to earlier was like blink twice, girl? Seriously.
Probably.
No, I'm calling a wellness check on her immediately. This guy sounds like a psychopath. This person says, I agree with the dad wholeheartedly. Okay. This person says, sounds like someone stuck in high school. Grow up, sir. What an ass. Yeah, this guy was like, not, I already said it. I called it from the jump. Not my vibe, but like, you do you. Not great. Also, like, don't come on my show and disrespect me. Like, you're No, I'm so good on that. Well, thank you so much.
give me one second here. PXY, who's this?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Go ahead. You're live.
So with a man like that, which is not a man, I have 7 kids, and I would never want my child. Yes, and I'm 31 with 7. So I would
Danielle, are you okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm working it.
Yeah, good for you.
I would much rather my children not date the men that I have dated that turned out to be like that guy, and I would much rather them date Steve Urkel, who would treat them and respect them properly.
No, of course.
That guy is not a man, and he's definitely not a father if he don't care about who his daughter cares about and loves.
Well said. I don't know why it's not like he's the one dating the kid. You know,
I think he's butthurt because the wife and the daughter both care about this boyfriend more than they care about the husband, the father.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
this is a text.
He's butthurt because the son, the boyfriend is getting more attention.
Right?
Huh?
You can obviously tell he's got some sorts of jealousy. Football, really? You care that much about football? I don't know anything about football. My 11-year-old daughter knows a lot about football. You think I'm going to care if she dates a nerd or a football player? Well, no, I don't care. Neither does her dad.
I think what was so great is he actually brought up the fact that he used to play quarterback in high school.
I used to play softball. Cool.
Yeah,
like, all my kids are in wrestling. Like, do I want them to date somebody in wrestling? I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Right.
It's a sport. Sports don't last forever.
That's right.
Well, if you're this guy, they do. I just Googled Steve Urkel. I thought for the longest we were talking about Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, but
hey, you guys.
Yeah, from Family Matters.
Didn't watch that show.
Thanks for the call, Danielle. Appreciate you.
Danielle.
This is the text that came in from yesterday, and I think it's important to reread it because it holds up.
Yeah.
The guy wrote in, it was like, as a father of 2 girls, when they're old enough to date, I would want them to date a respectful guy who treats them with respect more than, even more than someone who is respectful towards my wife and I at the same time. I don't care if he likes poker. I don't care if he's the captain of the football team, because half the people I graduated high school with who thought this was important are now fat and not doing anything with their lives. Your husband sounds like a weak man.
He's so insecure.
Respectfully.
It's so sad how insecure he is. Oh, God.
You know, and she...
Men will do anything to not go to therapy. It's so obvious. They'll call into radio shows. I mean, to be fair, we did kind of corner him.
No,
but...
I'm glad he took a minute to come on with us.
I mean, I'm not that glad. I kind of got the brunt of that. But, yeah...
I wanted to see what the fuss was about.
To his daughter, pop off, queen. I would honestly like go live happily ever after with your boyfriend, because he's more man than your dad will ever be. Oh, sorry.
Shots fired.
There, I said it.
Shots fired.
Don't care.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, you guys, just for our own mental health.
No, fully.
We'll be right back. Every morning is a party. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. If you haven't heard the news yet, there has been some sexual harassment allegations against Irondequoit Town Supervisor Andre Evans. But the good news is Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley is stepping up to invest the potential criminal conduct.
Right. Of course.
There are so many jokes here, but where can we possibly find the time? Where do we have the time?
No, fully.
Evans is accused of making sexual comments to a female employee of the town last year, who ended up resigning in September. So as investigation report was released in January by a law firm, claims that Evan compared the employee to his wife. An investigation report released said that he commented on the outfit the employee wore, calling one of them a little schoolgirl's uniform. And when the employee told him that she was exhausted and would probably just sit by the pool after work, Evans replied with, "Don't tempt me."
Ew. No, I'm gagging.
Let's make love tonight. Evans broke his silence on the allegations and verbally addressed them during a town board meeting Monday night, which he said, quote, hold on. "We all know politics can be down and dirty and full of unfair accusations. I've gone out of my way to rise above that. But in addition to being supervisor, I'm also a man of integrity and pride who's been unjustly accused. Okay. I have no reason to believe you're not telling the truth. Deputy Town Supervisor responded with, "This behavior does not reflect the values of our town." Right.
Right.
Are you talking about Andre Evans or Sandra Dorley?
Right. What are we doing
this
here?
This is a circus. This is like Gotham City.
Yeah, this
it's
is
a circus. Dorley says she will be investigating Evans for possible criminal conduct to decide if any criminal charges are appropriate. Really? She's the one that's going to decide?
Right.
I'm sick over this.
Make it make sense.
All right. Now would be the perfect time to just get the elephant out of the room.
Just clear that air. You know
there
I mean?
I said it is next on the show, you guys. Some of you are pissed today, especially after that last phone call we had with that loser of a father.
He was not it. He was not it. I did not like him one bit.
Weigh in now. Share all of your unpopular opinions with us. 585-252-9800. Breezy and I will get to all of your hot takes coming up next on PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
People are pissed. 585-252-9800. It's time to clear
the air, baby.
All right, let's get into Katie's message first. Hit us up on the text line or the phone line, you guys. You know the number. Katie says, Kodak nostalgia is holding the city back. There, I said it. It was a big deal when our parents worked there, but can we all stop clinging onto its legacy? My mom is still waiting on her pension from 4 years ago. Well, Katie, I got news for you.
Keep waiting.
Your mom's never getting her pension.
Keep waiting, babe. This person says, people with Audi belly buttons cannot wear crop tops. There, I said it.
Oh, no.
That is insane. That's an insane take.
How do you feel about the Audi belly button?
I don't like it.
I don't really like it either.
I don't like it.
I like the innies.
I just don't. Like, who screwed up cutting your umbilical cord that bad that it, like, had to?
I don't know how it works. Some people have fat cords, so I guess you run out of room to tie it so it sticks out. I don't know.
What's the innie Audi ratio?
Years ago, I saw a kid at Seabreeze in the water park, and his Audi was, like, 3 inches long.
Okay. Around 10% of people have Audis.
That's a very low percentage.
So I think the majority of us have innies.
Yeah.
But I will say this, justice for Audis, nothing's getting stuck in there.
Well, it makes it hard when you wear a t-shirt because it looks like your little wiener's poking out.
Yeah, no one thought that but you. So I always have to take it there. All right, Mimi's here. She said, if your fingernails are longer than an inch, that there's no way you're wiping your bottom properly. Y'all got poop under your fingernails. There, I said it. Mimi is so unhinged.
Mimi. Come on.
It's 8:45 on a Wednesday. Like, we don't need to be doing all that. You know what I mean?
Guys, serious question. didn't leave a name. If you had a wife and a girlfriend, who would you choose to spend Valentine's Day with this Friday? Oh, that's a really good question.
Bring back War of the Roses.
I feel like this is a trap. If I had to choose, though, because I feel like I'm in a corner right now, I would celebrate it with your wife.
Oh, I was going to say girlfriend.
Take her somewhere nice, like Bar Bill. And then when she goes to bed, take your girlfriend to Patron Saint.
That's tea. You need help.
Yeah.
You need help. Is that Big Ed texting in?
I don't know who that? I have no idea. Sup, Moose and Breezy. Woke up thinking it was Friday. How am I doing? Anyways, I think people who call themselves foodies are insufferable. There, I said it. All right. Trudy said, God, I don't miss Ellen. There, I said it.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
I don't miss Ellen that much either, to be quite honest with you.
This person says leftovers are best eaten cold instead of warming them up. There, I said it. That is that's simply not true.
What about pizza? Everybody likes cold pizza.
No, I hate cold pizza.
Really?
Disgusting.
Oh, on a Saturday morning when you're hungover, you just go right in the fridge.
No, ew. And your pizza choice is also garbage. You're like Domino's. I'm like, McDonald's of pizza.
Oh, first of all, that's not a regular thing. It used to be. But now I like
he's like, now with the cholesterol being as high as it is,
I like
be.
More natural stuff like Joe's Pizza, Brooklyn Pizza,
Joe's Brooklyn Pizza,
Salvatore's.
Yeah, Salvatore's does pop off.
Let me get to mine today.
Okay,
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Public proposals are the most cringeworthy and self-centered thing anyone could possibly do. There, I said it.
What is it?
I said it. I'm sorry, but it's true. Public proposals. I saw a video last night of a guy online proposing to his girlfriend at a mall in Milwaukee. Okay? He made everyone in the food court bear witness to this debauchery. And when it was all said and done, she was like, oh, no.
Well, I think it's like where the public space you're choosing. Like,
I don't think
you're choosing that, then no.
I think what I find most entertaining is the guys who are so confident that his girl is going to say yes. And when she doesn't, it makes it that much better, because if she truly, really wanted to marry him and loved him, it doesn't matter if she's on a sidewalk or inside the food court of the Milwaukee Mall. She's going to say yes. And she didn't.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Jeff. Sup, guys? My girlfriend is in the car while I type this, but I don't care. Gluten-free diets are a trend. It is not a necessity or an allergy for a majority of people. There, I said it. Also, yes, my girlfriend is gluten-free, and it's all she talks about. Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, my God. This text is crazy. I work at Party City, and a guy came in last year for balloons. One bouquet for his wife, one for his girlfriend. So just split the day like he did. And that's why Party City shut down.
That's right. This guy.
They couldn't keep endorsing, you know.
There's too many affairs.
Adultery.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Oh, Breezy, look who's here. Most toxic man in Rochester.
Edward.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hey, have you guys ever seen that show, Strange Addiction?
Yes. When that man drinks his own urine.
Yeah. I watched it with my wife last night. Little does she know that I used to be addicted to soap. But I'm clean now.
Okay.
This guy is a genius. Big Ed, keep them coming, buddy. Most of these go over Breezy's head,
no,
but I get
they're
them.
They're here. They're at eye level. So, I know exactly where they are.
So does the rest of the audience. We absolutely love it. Just
I could definitely see him as the guy who was screwing his car, for sure.
Big Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's had some fun with exhaust pipes in his day.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.